It's great to be here today. I got lots of things to talk about. And one of the things I want to really thank is I had a wonderful science teacher when I was in high school. I cannot emphasize how important good teachers are, because I had a good science teacher. I was not a motivated student. I was one of these students that everybody thought was stupid. Still can't do algebra. Still failed the SAT in algebra. But I'm going to talk about how we need us non-mathematicians, so visual thinkers, in many different things. Get out there and get exposed to lots of new things. My interest in horses and cattle started in high school. I went out to my aunt's ranch. I was showing horses 4-H. We didn't have FFA at my school, so I did 4-H. And got to get my slide changer out here, which I hope is going to work. Did during the rehearsal. And the thing I want to emphasize is we need the skills of people who think differently. I do a lot of talks to business leaders. And the first thing I tell them is you got to realize that some people think differently. I'm going to be talking about visual thinking, mathematical thinking, word-based thinking. And I didn't know that other people thought in words until I was in my late 30s. It was a shock to find out that not everybody thought in pictures. That was a big, big shock to me. Now, the thing is, autistic people are good at details. This sign is at the Denver airport. I love your aviation theme. I just love it. 10,000 feet, here's a word from the flight deck. Hear that all the time on United Airlines. Think you must have copied that. But thousands of people walk by this sign, and they don't notice the interesting detail that made me laugh my head off. Look at that boarding pass. Area 51, gate 51, beam up time. Okay, being a visual thinker really helped me in my animal behavior work, because some of the very first work I ever did was to get down into the chute to see what the cattle were seeing. People thought that was kind of crazy. She's getting in the chute. In fact, the HBO movie showed that perfectly. It also shows exactly how I think in pictures. Now, you'll notice that reflection there on the entrance of the chute. 2 hours later, that may be gone. So the cattle may be moving easily, and then all of a sudden they're stopping and turning around because of that reflection. That was some of the very first work I did back when I started in the early 70s. Now, there's three different types of specialized thinking. I'm also going to show you some of the scientific research on that. I'm what's called an object visualizer. Everything I think about is like a little picture on your phone, you know, and I can search through my memory. And the more and more little pictures I get on my phone, the better I can think. So the kinds of things that object visualizers are super good at is inventing mechanical equipment, art, photography, working with animals, and the really highly skilled trades. And the things we're terrible at is higher math. But I'm going to show you how you need us non-mathematicians to work along with the mathematicians, because we have complementary skills. We need object visualizers to fix things. I can't believe how many busted elevators and escalators we have as I travel all around. In fact, I was in the Denver airport yesterday. I was afraid I was going to get stuck in the elevator. The door was really, really geriatric, moving very, very slowly. Please don't get me stuck in it, because I want to get to this meeting. One of the problems is the people that fix them are not getting replaced. A lot of these kids are getting shunted into special ed. Well, I was no speech until age 4. I was a severely autistic kid. I worked with a lot of people on livestock facilities that today are getting shunted into special ed and not having their skills developed. And we need their skills. Now, I'm a big NASA fan, and just a few months ago, I got to go on a cool trip to the Johnson Space Center to see the refurbished 1960s Mission Control, all refurbished. The screens light up, and it's really historically accurate, down to ashtrays full of cigarette butts. But I had to walk up 5 flights of stairs to get to it because the elevator was broken at the Johnson Space Center. And we're going to need people to fix things like electrical infrastructure. I really liked the talk from the secretary. He talked about infrastructure. Who's going to fix all the stuff the storms have wrecked and broken? Water systems, electrical systems. And the kind of person to fix a lot of those things is an object visualizer. This is a great welding class they have in Denver for autistic adults. And I like the way he made flowers out of parts. You see, that's seeing things. That's imagination. Seeing how to make something. Then you have your mathematical thinker, your spatial visualizer. And they think in patterns. These people are good at computer programming. Traditional engineering, where you have to have a degree with lots and lots and lots of math. Chemistry, physics, really good at these things. And we need these kinds of minds too. You see, we need both the non-mathematicians like me and the people that are super good at math. And I'm very concerned that in some schools, little math kids are not getting developed. You might have a student in fifth grade, fourth grade, super good at math, and they're forcing them to do baby math over and over and over again until they get so bored they turn into a gigantic behavior problem. They're labeled awful names like oppositional defiant when they should have just been moved ahead in math, because we need these individuals too. I read both science and nature, and there's some papers in there on physics, on developing better electronic circuits, all kinds of stuff. Some of it I don't understand, but I know what the research is for, and it has Chinese names. There's only one way to stay ahead. You stay ahead. And we got to develop our different kinds of minds. And then, of course, your verbal thinker thinks in words, tends to be much more linear, tends to leave out a lot of detail. They're good at writing, good at a lot of different things. But we need people who can make things. That's what we need. Language is not required for mathematical thinking or for thinking in pictures. Brand new research. I'm going to show you that what I'm telling you is evidence-based. Now, here's some of the older research that's in my book, Visual Thinking, which, by the way, will be for sale over at Center, Sagamore Room, and near the university booths. And I'll be over there to sign them. But there is research that shows the visual thinker like me, mathematical and patterns are different kinds of thought, and they approach problems differently. Now, the visual cortex can store visual memories, but you also need the frontal cortex. So what's going on here? I like old-fashioned analogies. I did a library and stand to throw away the card catalog, so it's in the back room. So the old card catalog, to use an old-fashioned analogy, it's the frontal cortex. And the visual cortex back here, that's the library, contains the books. A modern analogy, a search engine is the catalog. But where are the books stored? In gigantic data centers that eat so much electricity, it's just terrible. That's where the books are. Yeah, we're going to need math kids to figure out how to cut the electric usage down by about half. That's going to take math kids. Maybe it's the visual thinker that has the vision to make the policy to get the math kids to do it. And a lot of people may be mixtures of the different kinds of thinking. Now, it turns out I have a gigantic visual thinking circuit in my head. Yep, that blew my mind when I saw those scans. Now let's look at how different kinds of thinkers approach designing a planet. So they took art students, science students, and literature students. And the art students, fantastic things, crystal planets, polar bears, all kinds of stuff. Science students, very little visual. Draw a circle, atmosphere, what the gravity's like. And the literature students just did some splotches. But you know what was really shocking? The literature students did no planning. Verbal thinkers tend to have big concept ideas, but they don't know how to implement them. That's where we're going to need our visual thinkers and our math thinkers working together. Different approaches to problem solving. Object visualizers see a risk. Mathematicians calculate it. And I wrote about the Fukushima nuclear power plant accident. I couldn't believe why it happened. The mathematicians did a perfect job of making it leak-proof. But they did not see water coming in over the seawall and drowning the electric emergency cooling pump. Simple waterproof doors would have saved it. I'm like going, how could you do that? That's where you need one of our non-mathematicians so that that doesn't happen. You might also see a solution to a problem. I watched, I couldn't believe that SpaceX rocket landing back at the launch pad. They call it chopsticks, and it came down, and it was just like a meatball getting grabbed by chopsticks. That's visual thinking. That's what that is. Verbal thinkers tend to overgeneralize, while the other kind of thinkers might have too much detail. Okay, let's look back at the original inventors when the patent office was first invented. When the patent office was first invented, everything was an object visualizer. Grain harvesting equipment made by a blacksmith. An airplane made by the Wright brothers. They were bicycle mechanics. This was strictly visual thinking. I call them the clever engineers. But we've got a problem. The clever engineers are not getting replaced. I've been in this industry for 50 years. They're not getting replaced. Half of all large 3D printers come from Europe. Not low-wage country, high-wage country. The state-of-the-art electronic chip-making machine is from Holland. It's based on our mathematical research, but it comes from Holland. And look at all the mechanical gadgets on this thing. I was shocked when I saw this. And right before COVID, I went on some trips to show there's a bunch of stuff we're not making. And the chip-making machine uses mirrors made by the Zeiss microscope company from Germany. I'm also really concerned that the equipment in this pork processing plant is all imported from a high-wage country. If you want a new pork plant or a new poultry plant, you're going to be buying the equipment from Holland. How about 100 shipping containers per plant? What's going on here with this? We're not making this stuff anymore. And the fabric in the Mars lander that landed on Mars, it is made in the UK on fabric woven on high-tech European looms. And that's me screaming, we don't make it anymore, in the middle of the Steve Jobs Theater. Structural glass walls from Italy and Germany. And the carbon fiber roof is from Dubai. Okay. We've paid the price for taking hands-on classes out of the schools. Now, I know that some places are putting it back in. You absolutely have got to keep welding. I heard an awful rumor that maybe they were going to phase out welding programs. Do not do that. Because when I worked out installing equipment in the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, there were all these shops. Oh, and many of these people were autistic. And they had 20 patents each. But the problem is, those shops are not getting replaced. They're retiring out. Yeah, we need all the hands-on classes. When I was in elementary school, I took art, sewing, woodworking. I was hopeless at musical instruments. But another kid's going to take off with a little flute that I couldn't play. We need to be putting these classes back in because too many smart kids are getting shunted aside. And then I heard a very bad thing. I was just at a talk in Montana, and 18-year-old, and they said, well, he can't take shop because he's in special ed. Well, the kids that are that would be in special ed today should be building the shops, should be in the shops. Because in my generation, the special ed kids owned the shops, and I'm saying that really, really seriously. This is a great program in Colorado for teaching autistic adults trades like fixing cars. You know how to get them off the video games? Mechanics. That's the way to get them off video games. Now, my grandfather was the co-inventor of the autopilot, MIT-trained mathematical engineer. And he worked with an autistic guy that came up with this crazy idea for an autopilot. And everybody in aviation thought it was completely crazy. They were a garage startup. They rented space in a loft. And they tinkered and they tinkered and they tinkered until they got it to work. But unfortunately, the stolen version was in every airplane during World War II. They needed a lawyer. This is where you need to have all the different kinds of minds. Our educational system is screening out my kind of mind, the object visualizers. And I am very concerned about this. Who's going to put power grid stuff back together? Who's going to figure out supply chain management, maybe to get parts for the power grid stuff. Yep, I went to a conference on repairing power grid equipment, and some of the big equipment had a 1-year delivery time, and it came out of Japan. Yep, and we've had a lot of floods lately, wrecking a lot of stuff. Now, this airplane is owned by a brilliant man who cannot do algebra. He started out with a single FFA welding class. That's where he started. A single FFA welding class. And about over 30 years ago, he built a tiny little cattle handling facility for our experiment station at Colorado State University. Now he owns a giant shop, corporate jet, and he's building beef plants. We actually still know how to build beef plants, but pork and poultry, we have to get the equipment from Holland. And look at this beautiful hydraulic power pack that he designed. And there's a reason for the slack in the hoses, so that it doesn't vibrate and tear itself apart. This is the kind of mind that unfortunately is getting screened out. And I worked with a lot of autistic and dyslexic people on cattle handling facilities. This is the center track restrainer system, piece of equipment I worked on developing. And the person who built the first one for me was autistic. The other thing I learned is when you're weird, you got to show off your work. I learned to sell my work rather than myself. And it's a lot more fun to play with big Legos than it is with little Legos. I was just out on his job in North Platte, Nebraska this spring, really fun. I'm seeing too many smart kids never graduate the tools. We got so many kids growing up today that have never used a tool. In my class in livestock handling, they've got to do a drawing. And I had students in my class in the last 2 years who had never used a ruler in their life, never had used a tool, totally removed from the practical. Now we need collaboration to build things like big food plants. Object visualizers lay out the whole entire factory, title of drafting technician. They also design and build all of the mechanical devices and patent it, not just build it, design, invent, and patent. Now we're gonna need our math thinkers for refrigeration and boilers. We don't touch that stand refrigeration. That requires too much math. But you got to have both. I can't emphasize that enough. And when we worked on my visual thinking book, which we will be selling probably as soon as this meeting's over, is I wrote the first drafts because, and kind of not very well organized, and Betsy Lerner, my verbal thinker, she smoothed them all out. So that's different kinds of minds working together. Okay, collaboration is needed to construct buildings. Architects make a building really pretty and nice. Engineers make it safe. You see, you need mathematical mind and the art mind. 20% of the people I worked with when I was out in heavy construction for 25 years were either autistic, dyslexic, or ADHD. They owned big shops, multiple patents, and none of them could do algebra. You see, because there's nothing to visualize. Now, we're also going to need our algebra thinkers, too, over in the math department. You see, you need to have both. But I'm concerned when calculus is required to be a veterinarian. I don't know any veterinarian that uses calculus. We've got kids right now that don't know basic arithmetic. I had a girl in my class, and I was explaining to her that the 30-inch wide cattle chute was 2.5 of the little marks on the scale ruler. She didn't realize that 2'6" and 30 inches are the same thing. Okay, grandparents come up to me all the time, and they find out they have autism when the kids get diagnosed. But these grandparents had good careers. And these people that are different, we need their skills. I was really pleased that the lady with the pink hair did one of the really good science projects. Yep, she was somebody that definitely likes to be different. That made me really, really definitely notice. The thing I want to ask you, and I'm getting just about done, is what would happen to some of the top innovators in today's educational system? What would happen to Thomas Edison? You know, so he was a high school dropout, but he was lucky that he was taught how to use the telegraph, and he learned to work at an early age. He was selling papers when he was a little kid. What would happen to these people? Michelangelo, grubby little 12-year-old, he dropped out of school, but he was exposed to both art and stone cutting. So what got him into the career? Exposure to the great art and healing tools, apprenticed into a studio. So it starts with exposure, then mentoring. All right, well, what happened to them today? Play video games, sitting in the basement. We got to get these kids out of the basement. We need their skills. I'm going to end up on this slide. Jobs right here, all the autistic. Einstein would land in an autistic class today. And what I want to just say, Steve Jobs came up with a slogan when he first started, think differently. Well, we need the people who think differently. We need all these skills. Thank you very much.